Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
All right. Keith and the Girl is a very interactive show, of course. We have our forums. We have phone calls. We have feedback. And I see right here, Shadow Matt rates on our forums, subject, the hate. He rates, getting a bit tired of all the man-hating on this show these days. Men are dumb. Men are rapists. Men are simple.
We're just telling you the news, though.
It brings the show down.
And it really does, though.
It isn't funny. The lack of self-awareness with some of the guests on these subjects is also quite apparent. And this is in reference to Friday's show when we had Andrea Allen on. Please be aware, this isn't me getting offended as a man, but
I just happen to be a man.
Right, but it's not that. I'm getting offended at the general nonsense about some of these comments and absolutes that are a cause of so much of the hatred we see online these days.
I'll give you absolutes. Like, I get that. But it's so funny because he did mention rapes. And if we mention rape on this show, it's because it made the news.
And Sparrow wrote, put a picture up of the Little Mermaid under a waterfall that reads, "Pardon me while I enjoy your male tears."
Oh, Sparrow.
And then Shadow Matt writes back, "I was going to lower myself to your level, but decided that you are not worth it. Complete lack of self-awareness." You know, this is the way, you want to talk about seeing things online. This is the way Trump as a bully talks and the way idiot bullies in my high school talk with words like that. Sad, pathetic. You know, it's funny how.
You know what I think from now on, as a rule, and I rarely put rules that are absolute, but as a rule, if you say, "I was going to stoop down to your level," you're at my level.
Right.
You know, it was like, oh, I was going to say a pussy joke there. Well, you got to say the pussy and you got to say joke, but you didn't actually create a joke or give feedback. You're just saying that you have it, but you don't want to give it to me. So what you're saying is you have a clever and thought out response, but you'd rather not.
I can tell already you're not. I would explain why Friday's show offended me as a man, saying it's silly that there's tit men and ass men. But you know what? I could tell already you're not even worth explaining it to. And that's sad. Well, thank you for your comment, and it urged me to have Andrea on again. Hello, Andrea.
Well, you're like a mean woman.
You only make me stronger. So know that. I was reading these forums comments being like, "Hello, you fucking idiot." Also, don't say I'm not funny. We all know that's not true. Like, ugh, whatever. It's just when you were like, let's look back on your forums comments in the past to see if they've been woman hating, and he kept like diverting and not.
I happened to see that he went on the forums, and one message was, "I hear there's titties here. Where are the titties?"
Yeah, so you're hurting. We're attacking him because he's a tits man.
Well, that's what I see.
This is his personal.
I don't remember what I wrote, but I wrote something about like, okay, so all the
woman hating,
all the Trump jokes were okay because you agree that Trump is an idiot, mm-hmm. and the things that he does are idiotic, and all, you know, the Jew jokes that I tell, that's okay because I must know something from the inside being raised with it. So all of these jokes, you finally got to tit man and ass man. So what I wanted to write after that, but I'm like, ugh, this is going too far, is like, okay, just tell us if you're an ass or a tits guy. Because clearly you are.
And, well, right.
And that's fine. I'm legitimately asking what that means to you. I don't get it. I get calling it fun bags because they're just like, blah, 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 and that's fun. Mm-hmm. But like, explain to me why you're drooling over it. I love. You know, getting my boobs played with, for some reason that's a thing. But I also like, you know, my thighs, and like I want to know why we're focused so hard on it. To me, it's because that's the thing we have to cover up.
What kind of man are you, Hemda? A tits man?
I got to figure it out.
Ass man.
Well, we'll get to Shadow Matt, but yeah, he does take the time to say, "Look, you referenced that I asked for titties. That's not even remotely sexist, Keith." I'm like, not remotely?
Not even, yeah, nothing's like even close. It's like,
not remotely?
Well, I do understand we're in a place of extremes, but like you said, it's men that are, it's news stories about these men. It's, I don't know what you want me to, yeah, whatever.
I'm not even telling you to apologize, Shadow Matt, but then stay out of it. You didn't think you looked stupid when you wrote, "I'm tired of all the men rape talk.
Mm-hmm. Me too, man. Yeah. I am so tired of it.
I think the women are more tired of it. What do you think about that, Matt?
Is rape upsetting you?
Joe,
stop bashing men when we talk about rape.
Right. So we'll get back to that. Joe Falchon.
Meanwhile, I've been called a rape apologist because I'm being so, what is it?
Living.
Empathetic of like trying the culture that, and trying to understand the culture that we grew up in and like how you would even get to become a rapist in some cases. But I'm bashing you?
Well, let's find out why Hemda is so angry, shall we?
Oh, boy.
Joe writes, Keith and the girl, are Hemda and Hennessy still together? I forgot what she said, but something she said on the show got me wondering.
Wait, is that a man? Did a man ask that question?
That is a man.
That's interesting.
Joe Sherlock Holmes Falchon.
69 ass tits man 69.
I feel like there was something.
Yeah, I should take you seriously.
And I said, of course they're still together. Why? And Joe wrote, I think she said something about not having sex for a year, and I haven't noticed her mention Hennessy in a while. That's pretty much all.
Okay.
Well, we'll keep that in the back of our mind.
The clues are there.
By the way, which brings me to this, the YouTube channel for Keith and the girl is there's a video of Hemda explaining how tight the love for Hennessy is right now. Mm-hmm. Henrik behind this YouTube channel is doing such a good job. It's so fucking funny.
I watch it and I forget. We record so much that I watch it and go, this is fun. Keith, did you see this segment? Mm-hmm. This is so funny. And Henrik adds these things to it. Like, you have one of them, right?
Well, no. No, Hemda, how about that?
Why are you what are you, a man?
Please explain it to
stupid.
Me.
So, there's these little after shows that we do where Hemda, who knows nothing about actors or movies, describes a trailer on silent, and we, the guests, we try to guess what the trailer is.
I do a really good job.
And she does a horrible job. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll mansplain this. She does a terrible job. And one particular time, it's extra terrible. And so at the end of it, I say, thanks for watching. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit that bell. It'll come to defeated. Goes, hit me.
Because we're literally, hit the like button, you know, hit the comment button. And I'm like, hit anything. Hit me.
And then it pops up, tiny print on the YouTube. Keith and the Girl LLC does not condone violence of any kind. Any contradictory comments, blah, 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 blah.
It is
just little bonuses that even I miss sometimes. It's so funny. By the way, Hemda put up a poll. Do you believe I will be celibate for a year? No way or yes way? 78%. No way.
I can't believe this. I thought I would at least get 50-50. And in all honesty, I thought it would be mostly on my side. Well, what is it, because I'm a pervert? Like, why?
Well, you're confused, because to your face, we say, yeah, sure. Because what are we going to say? But if it's an anonymous poll, no. What?
Why not? What about me says I can't keep it in my pants?
A year. You don't know what a year is.
Yeah. It's also like,
everybody, picture where your life was a year ago, period. Look around where you live now. A year went by. Look at your kids. Look at how you have to bail them out of jail. That was a month.
You also have a history of codependent relationships, so it's an admirable goal and one that I hope you meet.
Your track record
is not great.
I never announced. Well, once I announced it, I lasted a week, but that was a long time ago, and I wasn't really serious.
This person, Bunny Lips, says, I would bet my nuts on it. And Hemda said, get ready to say goodbye to your nuts. So now I think Hemda's so mad at men that she won't do it for a year so that this guy somehow loses his nuts.
Women count. If I slip with a woman because I let my guard down, that counts.
Well, let's do an update, Hemda. How is your love life?
I have not touched or asked to be touched.
Okay.
I have not gotten close to it. I haven't gotten in a weird place where I have to run away. Like, oh God, I'm about to take off all your clothes.
And Hemda is a catch, because not only is sweet and pretty and nice, but she doesn't sweat in the summer. And that can be a huge, huge turnoff to people, right? But she's bike riding from borough to borough in over 100 degree weather. And this Middle Eastern blood keeps her fresh. Somebody tried to explain to her about do good on earth because there's a heaven and there's hell. And Hemda said, hell?
What's? It sounds good.
Yeah. It's like, you burn all the time. Yeah. And there's their hot sauce.
Disgusting.
So yeah,
that is my biggest gift is I don't sweat. I do sweat during sex. So anyone listening who's waiting a year,
she's human.
I sweat very much during sex.
That's what she saves it for.
Yes, all the sweat comes out during sex.
So anyway, getting back to Shadow Matt, I said on Friday's show with Andrea, we asked if being a tits or ass man is a real thing or a male exaggerated thing. How is this putting men down? There was nothing said on today's show, I wrote, that was hateful to men, you sensitive poon.
I don't want to defend this. If I'm being, you know, if I'm male bashing, then I probably won't recognize it. But if Keith is on board, I don't know, that kind of gives me a little bit of
I don't understand being a tits and ass person. To me, it's the package. I said this the other day. I was dating.
It's how the tits flow into the torso.
I'm not exaggerating when I was dating an A cup and a triple E cup at the same time. It has to do with the body and how it's all connected.
I agree.
You know? But Matt, there's no examples of what we said. And you know what, or you would have said, you're just huffing and puffing fake. And I know that. I dealt with, when I was a kid, we all knew people like that, you know? If you would let me explain, I would. Okay, yeah. I'm letting you. With that attitude, goodbye.
You're not even going to understand what I'm about to say. Well, then choose your words better.
Right.
Well,
it's stop.
Also like, I'm saying this is stupid, so you should be insulted that you're a part of a group that thinks this is not stupid. Like, rise above it. We're giving examples of men who act stupid. You should be like, oh, that's embarrassing. All these rape stories should be embarrassing.
Embarrassing is the least of it.
The way your gender behaves is embarrassing. You need to acknowledge it. We are in a moment in time where we are looking back at how embarrassing that men have been behaving.
And also, for at least a decade, the first decade of this show, we were plenty female bashing.
Yeah.
What I'm realizing now is how much, you know, whatchamacallit, like self...
Internalized misogyny.
Yeah, internalized misogyny I've had over the years. Like, I thought I shed that. I thought I shed my upbringing. But it turned, you know, I was... When we were doing female voices, we're like, oh my God, so really? That was a female voice across the board with comics. I didn't get an email from you then, and I didn't hear about you on the forums about how that's gross. And if you did, I should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
No, Shadow Matt, you got to look at yourself. You're a simple person. You're an idiot. Okay? you really are. You're the person that would think, I don't have to apologize for racism. I didn't have slaves.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? I know it. I know it. You're easy to figure out.
Saying it's not funny, it's like that's beside, this is a talk show. We have serious moments. We have funny moments. It's like when we have a serious moment and it's against you, it's like, well, this whole show isn't funny and it's just been going down. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. It's so clear what you're insulted by, and it's directly related to you being a man. When we're talking about men being oversensitive and fucking ridiculous, you're proving our point.
Right.
You're writing all these paragraphs and shit.
Stop crying like a man.
Yeah.
Be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Poll we put up for Poon lovers only. Are you into the tits, the ass, or no preference? 26% of our audience, tits. 37% ass.
Wow.
37% no preference.
So... more people like tits, ass, and no preference than believe I will be celibate. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, look at yourself.
Okay.
I am trying to look at myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you just take the tits and the ass, more people are ass people. All right. Finger Lakes, a homosexual gentleman, says, I think this whole tits and ass thing goes back to men being unable to hold a conversation. After you talk about your car and the sports and have run out of topics, where else might you go but to talk about fucking women? Plus, after you run out of things to say about how much you love tits, another woman can walk by and give them another 30 minutes of discussion.
That's a good point.
That's a point.
Yeah. But so, Keith, you're friends with guys.
I try not to be, but yeah.
Is that true?
Not necessarily, no.
And honestly, now that I think about it, when you say, like, I hung out with so-and-so, it's usually at a sports thing.
Sure.
Either at a bar or your place or their place. And so do you have, like, this... Well, early on in our podcasting career, you were claiming that guys and girls can't be friends.
I believe that, yeah. I believe that.
You believed
it? I believe that I did say that, yes.
Okay, and so you were pretty adamant about it for a while, and now I think like you're out of that. So now you're friends with females and males.
Right.
Do you talk to men?
How do you mean?
Like, when you come back from hanging out with a dude, I don't want to say did you learn something, but... did you find out anything about them? Do you guys talk? Do you keep on sports?
It depends. It depends. It's like,
can you talk?
It's like your friends. Sometimes you do, right? Sometimes you don't. Or okay. Do you always?
But there is like, there are levels to the male experience with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of male friends. If you can believe it, shadow match. I'm in a male dominated industry. I have a lot of, I would say maybe the amount of people that I deal with on a regular basis, there's probably more males than females just purely because of the industry that I'm in. Some of them I can get deep with, and some of them are just like, this is just we do these fun things together, mm-hmm. and it's simpler. But it doesn't mean I know their limits in terms of how much they want to relate. And I also like, I know that maybe a deep conversation isn't what everyone wants all right. the time. Like, I don't want to be having these like, you and I have wonderful deep conversations all the time, and I enjoy it with you. Sometimes I want to go to a dumb dunce comedy show right. with my idiot guy friends and talk about jokes or something ridiculous. I think, I don't know if it's women tend to, because of us having to be like normally in our gender role, we are the nurturers, we raise the children, we tend to be bred, for lack of a better word, to have more empathy and understanding and to relate to humans because we have to raise children. So I think women are generally more capable of it, but I don't think that men can't be. I think they just have to do a little bit more work to like hit that level.
So you're telling me, you said tits were on the forums, and I asked where are the titties, that is even remotely sexist. You know what this is, Shadow Matt? It's my dad who would, my brother dated a black person, and the only black person in my whole hick town. And he says, you know, and I said, do you feel uncomfortable?
To your dad.
At the time, to my dad, mm-hmm. when other people would look over and be like, where had a black person? My dad would be like, yeah, and I felt kind of bad about it. I'm like, so what do you think now that you realize, oh, shit, I'm a little racist? My dad goes, what? I'm not racist? I'm like, okay. Conversation
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye. The end. That's you, Shadow Matt.
Well, you don't want to be, you feel like you're being attacked and you don't want to be called, it's like your character's being attacked.
Right.
Why not just listen to it, take it in, and we could all improve, like, whatever. Waste of time.
Okay, the kids are being taken away from families at the border. Can we give this guy a chance? Mm-hmm. You know, just stay out of it when you have these stupid opinions. You don't have to defend everything. You know, by the way, getting on the racist angle, I know, of course, you know, there's the obvious racism. There's the not so obvious racism. But when you go out of your way to say there's not racism in this country, there's a billboard in Tennessee, which, by the way, look at the American flag. It's a shame we don't know what star is what. It should be in an order, right? Like up top, maybe you have a Pennsylvania, a New York, a California. Texas can be on the top line. But Tennessee, you know, some of these, Alabama, you better be lower down. In Tennessee, it's legal, and this is a fact, and I'll say it again, this is absolutely true. A giant billboard that reads, on the highway, Make America White Again. Mm-hmm. Rick Tyler for Congress.com, MakeAmericaWhiteAgain.info. Make America White Again is a white power nationalist radio network that is standing behind this guy, Rick Tyler for Congress. The pictures on this billboard, and we'll put it at KeithAndTheGirl.com, pictures of white families and pictures you know as a kid from the Bible, the white Jesus, the white apostles, etc. How is this? That is shocking to me. And maybe I sound stupid to black people. I don't know. But I didn't know it was so obvious with signs, with literal signs that people had to plaster up, drive by and not burn down.
Well, Trump, I think, has empowered people like this. They've maybe not historically had a voice within the last 10 years, but now that Trump is in office, it's like, he's validating everything that they thought. They think, oh, I was right all along.
And now they're coming out
in public.
Right.
I kind of feel like I definitely agree with you, but this stuff, it's like you said, we're in New York, and I feel like people have been dealing with this forever. Like, yes, Confederate flag means that, but it doesn't say that, but right. it still means that.
Sure.
And so they just took down their Confederate flags in the South. And really, it just made people feel even more unsafe because now we don't know what neighborhoods we're going through that don't like us.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. I think that we don't deal with it as much over here, but
of course.
But damn, Tennessee, are you even that Southern? Jesus.
We're
and South, I don't know, South, like, this is what we equate you with, is racism and segregation. Like, how do you feel about it? That's got to suck.
Like, when you, if you're in Congress and somebody says, the gentleman from Tennessee would like to, no mm-hmm. thanks. Mm-hmm. What?
It's
you, the gentleman.
And if you don't think that feminism is not important and that women aren't under attack all the time, I was posting a something on Instagram for the show, and I went hashtag feminism, and sometimes it autofills like commonly used tags.
Oh, God.
The most commonly used tag is feminism is a disease. You don't think that this is not a woman-hating country? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Do people know what feminism means?
Equality!
Well, yeah. Well, it's all related to my new friend, Shadow Matt, where it's a quick denial to not have to deal with anything. I'm sick of you talking about men raping. Instead of going, are men raping more?
Mm-hmm.
Are people finally more vocal about it?
Yeah.
What is hashtag me too?
Why are people crying?
Why? What happened this weekend all over the world in protests? Instead of just rolling your eyes about protests being stupid, how about a quick Google? You didn't check. Like, do you have some kind of defense for this white power sign? You know, it all goes together. Where feminism. How about we all just stand up for ourselves and be decent people? Because that's your way of getting out of any kind of thinking and doing any kind of work. Am I making sense?
Sure, yeah. Of course. I also think that there are women who have internalized misogyny. Like, I noticed in the comedy community when a rape is brought up, or Louis, for example, a lot of women would be like, well, she should defend herself. And like the blaming was still on the woman in the situation, even though these people are women who speak for a living and are very empowered. It's like, well, you should defend yourself against this guy and don't take things standing down, which I, as a sentiment, I agree that we should defend ourselves, but it's still like they're shaming the female. I
think the question there is, what are we defending ourselves against?
Exactly.
So I got raped and now I got to defend myself against what? I already got raped.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting what, like, I think, you know, the reason why, Keith, maybe you said, am I making sense? I don't want to keep piling on because I want people to hear a male voice saying it that finally like reached some sort of light, that finally is like, you know, hey, maybe we should listen, not as a joke, but, you know, I'm telling you that I was sexist in a place where I didn't think I was. I'm telling you that I have to question all of my movements because I was taught that I am a second-class citizen and I didn't shake it enough to not pass it on completely. So if I'm doing that, why not take a look at yourself? If me as a female, as an immigrant, as like a darker person, as, you know, whatever.
Yuck.
Yeah. Like, if I'm still doing that to myself, why do you think you're excluded from this? That's crazy.
Because they don't want to say they're a bad person. They don't want to feel like the actual.
We're shitty people. Yeah. We're bags of garbage.
Sure. Agreed.
And some of us have bigger tits.
Fun bags. Garbage.
Fun bags.
All right, we'll get to all this later. Don't you worry about that. But today I want to talk about fun things. I want to talk about dating. Uh-huh. I want to talk about who out there is doing it and what are you seeing? Because what an adventure this has been, I'll tell you.
People are fun, huh?
I'm enjoying men because I don't have to think about if I'm going to fuck them.
Okay.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm getting eyes from Andrea, mm-hmm. but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, where are we at over here, Andrea, with you and your love life?
Well, I'm still speaking with regularly my man from California.
Okay. You mentioned you were texting back and forth. All of a sudden he was gone, but mm-hmm. That was only a weekend. Not the biggest deal, and you put him in his place.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think that's a fair way to say it. It's also like a texting relationship, so it's hard to be like,
too angry.
You're in trouble.
Right.
You talk to me or you don't. That's
like, angry face.
Yeah, that's what we do. Also, like, there'll be communication gaps with me too if I'm busy, and I think there's a general understanding of like, you can't have expectations of constant communication when you're talking to someone who you met in a different state and are now kind of. Anyways, the reason why I was upset was because I sent a nude out that was requested. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear for a few days. I think it was like 4 days, maybe even five. And I was like really hurt by it. But I got a reason.
And you're calling the post office, seeing if it's their fault.
I'm throwing my phone into the water. Maybe it's something. I don't like.
She texted me the same message. Did it come through to you? Okay.
Right. I didn't, but I was going into that space for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to go into that space because I'm like, I don't need your attention. You're not getting your response. Although that's not polite. Like, this shouldn't be eking at me in an obsessive way. And I got the reason why, and I was like, hey, that's fine. Just throw me an emoji. If you're not able to respond or whatever, then I just know that you're...
Because you took a shit between now and three days ago.
Yeah, totally.
Next time you're on the shitter, think of me.
It's not really a valid excuse.
Yeah, like I'm not, you know, did you jerk off in the last 3 days? Text me.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was sort of our... and he was like, you're right. I love when you send me these gorgeous nudes. I cherish them. And there hasn't been any problems since. Things are very relaxing to have like a text message relationship right. with someone across the country. Yeah. You guys should try it.
Well, it's all about communication, mm-hmm. right? We all pretend we know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, Keith.
And then no, I'm serious. But how many of us, we know that's the fucking clue. We know how to give, that's the answer. We know how to give the answer to friends. And then we just don't communicate. And I'm noticing this in dating. That there's dating and fucking, then of course there's the talk, right? Do you end it? Do you keep it going? Do you make it serious?
Where are we?
And mm-hmm. then there's that in between, though. People act like there's not a step there that I'm learning there is a step.
How do you mean?
I'll explain exactly how I mean. First, let me say, if you have dated me recently,
oh boy,
don't listen to this because understandably, it will confuse you who I'm talking about what. And I do mean that.
For respect to people, you sort of mesh
yes.
their personalities
to so not that, be, yeah.
So it's not like you're talking about one person. You try to keep it general.
To protect the goofy.
Right. Oh, God. Now, please don't listen now after this. Whenever someone has, quote unquote, wronged you in your weird, crazy brain and how you deal with things, you have like papers down and you're just fucking ready and you're like, if you may have dated, and I'm like, what is about to come out of your face?
like we're in court.
And yeah,
he's ready.
Your Honor, may I present this goofy bitch, Pip Pip.
If you happen to be a coworker of somebody I dated, listen to what this woman did. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a woman. Okay, she knows. Hey, I now I'm talking about dating and stuff. She knows
on the
show.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, she knows I'm dating, obviously, but doesn't necessarily want to hear details, which mm-hmm. of course is more
fair.
Than, of course, so I think it's fair too.
Your Honor, I also think, I agree. I'm right.
So,
just so you guys know, this is who you're dating. Also, mm-hmm. everybody we're making fun of. Mm-hmm.
Right. So a coworker of this woman says, "Hey, listen to what I heard on that show about him seeing somebody else." It's like, why did you just start that trouble? What did you get out of that?
See, the thing to me,
that's what they call a frenemy.
But to me, there could be a couple of reasons.
There's not.
That. Well, let's say I heard something about Andrea's relationship. Mm-hmm. You get put in a bad position because it's like, well, you know, I could be telling you this and it could be not a thing. Like, hey, I already know he's seeing other people. Are you trying to stir up shit? Or it could be, I know you know that he's seeing other people. Did you know that he's, you know, this seemed a little off to me in knowing you or whatever. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's...
I can't picture you doing that at all. I think you're making up a personality.
I don't know. It's always hard to say because you never know where people's relationship is. Like if I saw one of you guys cheating on your mates, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know your mates very well. But if I saw someone cheating on you guys, would I say? Now, you're not cheating. You're saying it openly on a radio show. Mm-hmm. It depends how it was brought up. It could be that I go, Andrea, do you listen to Keith's show? Mm-hmm. You know?
Let's say it was brought up in that a woman was at my house and was on her period. Mm-hmm. And the very next day, another woman was on her period. Mm-hmm. Let's say it was brought up that way. Would you say, hey, Andrea, do you know you're not the only one that had a period at his house?
I think
somebody else did the next day. Would you say that?
I'll say this. because I've experienced, because I think we are calloused to hearing people speak about us on podcasts, because we've been in this for, like, you guys longer than me, but we live our lives in public. When we hear our name on a podcast or radio or whatever, we don't jump like, oh my God, what are they about to say? It's like, I know exactly. Yeah. I know exactly how people might insult me. I know exactly what might be brought up. I know how much of my personal life is public knowledge and how much is private. I'm very aware of how I'm going to react to it too, because I have had years of reacting to it and knowing my lines. So, but earlier on, when I was, it was after I interned with you guys, I was still friends with you. I had started seeing a comic casually that I had met through you guys, and that nothing had been spoken about, we hadn't had a talk. There was no DTR, define the relationship moment. But I really
liked make it longer just so they could have initials. Mm-hmm.
But I really liked him, and I thought that we were having a really good time. And he came on your show, and he was talking about a woman that he was seeing or had seen in a different city that he was still in love with, and he wanted to get back together. Like, you guys were interviewing him about this, and he was clearly really into her. And so for me, and I was listening to the show with a friend, I was like, oh, there's this new comic that I'm seeing, and he's so cool, and blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to him on this podcast. We're sitting there listening, and I'm like, this is the new guy I'm seeing. And then it's like, he's on there being like, I love this girl, and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like an idiot because I'm learning in front of my friends that, oh, he has strong feelings for someone else.
Like, so let's say your friend heard it.
I would expect a friend to tell me that. Mm-hmm. A close friend, just because I don't know all the information. You're sharing with this woman all the information.
Right.
So it's a different situation, but I do think...
But like, it's the friend that's bothering me, because you're just doing it... What are you doing it for? I think you're doing it to hurt your friend.
That, or to, because you think you're protecting your friend from what seems like a bad guy. Like, if she doesn't know that you guys aren't sharing and it's open and it's clear that you're only dating, then it's like, oh, that's embarrassing. You're seeing this guy and he's talking about all these different women. We're very progressive in the way that we view things. This is like an office friend. Like,
are you sure you would say?
If Emily was seeing someone and then he went on a podcast and was like, I'm in love with this other chick, I would absolutely tell her. But I also, like, I'm very close with her, and I wouldn't be worried about damaging my relationship with the other
person. The person that I'm seeing was about to go on a plane. Mm-hmm. And she goes, hey, real quick, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, why would you do that?
What do you mean? What?
The person that I know is about to go on a plane. Why is this tattletale? What's her friend going to do on a plane other than just be upset?
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do but on the coworker's side but to make her upset, whether it's for good or bad. Enjoy your plane ride. I just want you to know what I heard. By the way, she knows the show. If she wanted to hear, she's hearing.
Yeah.
If she doesn't want to hear, she doesn't want to hear it. What did you get out of it?
I think a lot of people like to gossip too.
Or just like get the praise, like I'm in the know.
Yeah. It depends. Like you said, when you find someone that's cheating.
I mean, to be clear, I'm not that upset because I have to assume everybody hears the things I say. So I get it. But I'm just curious of the mentality of this bitch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she could be a bitch. She could think that she was defending her friend. It could be a mix of the two. There's no way to know because you don't know in her head. But I do understand that.
I'll tell you who will know.
That person, if you're a little rat in general, she'll know.
The person you're seeing knows.
Yeah.
The person who got the information can feel where the information is coming from.
Yeah.
So if you were to tell me something, that would feel different than if somebody different would say something. I could feel that they're enjoying the information. I think the person you're seeing knows if that person gave her information that's on her side or not.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All right. So
you were told on.
Mm-hmm. So I was told on. Anyway, different story. I tell a woman that I'm getting clues, and this happened by more than one woman. I'm getting clues that you like me more than I like you. by passive aggressive things that you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so
you want more from the relationship.
That you want more from the relationship. And I bring it up. I'm very, very honest. You're meeting a too honest Keith. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you knew the old Keith, then I can understand your confusion. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to dating the new Keith, there's no qualms here. Should be no questions. And so I will say, hey, that was a little joke or comment you made about me not giving you enough. Should we address it? Mm-hmm. And then the woman, and again, more than one woman, and then the woman would say, and you know, I'm sure, and I'm not just, you know, placating, but I'm sure it's men and women. I only see it from this side. The woman ends up saying, no, I'll tell you if there's more. Calm down. Okay. I have to believe you. Mm-hmm. And then another passive aggressive thing about me dating other people. And then me going, no, what was that? Because it's not a joke that's so fucking funny. Well, it's a joke that is making a point. The point being, why do I have to keep dating other people? No, I'm really okay. Okay. I'll keep living in your world.
I have to treat you like an adult.
I have to treat you like an adult. Mm-hmm. You're my age.
But also, that stuff keeps coming at you. Like, I don't want to be friends with Andrea if she keeps going like, hey, are we going any further? Like, as a joke, I'm just like, why are you joking like this at me?
I've gotten, well, maybe you like me too much and you're getting nervous. And I'm like, what planet is this?
Yeah. Oh, like you're projecting?
I'm projecting. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But don't act like I'm not making sense. You know? I'm not saying when it's done to me, it's necessarily deliberate, but it's a weird denial where, like Shadow Matt, you're not taking a second to think.
Mm. Also, if it was me thinking about you, you just got off your marriage, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was thinking clearly, which I don't always, which is what I'm trying to do now, but in clear thought, I don't want you to commit to me. I don't even know where you are right now. Like, you're still figuring out how to tell the truth while you're dating more than one person.
Right.
That's great. Let's just live there.
Yeah, I used to do this. I definitely used to do this. And I think that when you start seeing someone in the beginning, first the question is like, do we even like each other? Let's get to know if we have chemistry or we like each other. And then that's established. But you're being clear that you can't and do not want to be in a serious relationship. And I think women are taught that you don't want to be too needy. Like, we're often told, like, women are so needy. We catch feelings. We just want to wife everyone up and blah, blah, blah. So I would go in the I didn't want to seem like that. So I'd go in the opposite direction. Like, I'm cool. Everything's casual. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. So I won't, to try to fight against that shitty stereotype, I won't say anything. But I would do things like, oh, I want to get on birth control. That was a very funny trick that I learned. I want to get on birth control. So obviously we will have to still use condoms unless you're not sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of knew.
And at the same time, I don't think I'd be playing dumb going, okay, you'll be on birth control. And I'm still seeing other women. You have to talk.
Well, no, it brings up that talk without going, could we talk about being more serious? Instead, we're talking about your dick, which, you know, it's like, hey, if we talk about your dick, it's light, right?
Yeah. Well, it's because often the answer. The answer is also being given by you at this point.
If somebody's crazy about you, they'll say it.
Yeah. So you know the answer, but you don't want to hear it because you think like, oh, we could keep going and you know, maybe the other girls won't work out or I don't know. It sucks because it's like you don't have the maybe self-esteem. And I'm talking, this is my experience. I never had the self-esteem to say like, I want to date you. And if you don't want that, then I'm going to walk away. So I would just kind of play weird games.
I mean, I understand what's ideal. You know, I wish none of these women I'm dating were dating anybody else. But okay. Sure. Because why? Don't even touch her skin. Mm-hmm. Do I want more? No. Okay. Right. So that doesn't make any sense, does it? So, okay. This is how we're living unless you say otherwise.
Question for you. Do you want to know if they're seeing other people and how many people and stuff like that?
Not unless, you know what's funny? The women that try to make me jealous going out of their way to say, yeah, so I'm new to OkCupid, and it's really working for me. And I'm like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I'm good too. So, I mean, you're good and I'm good. I'm like, yeah. Okay. I think you were trying to make me jealous. I'm actually glad. I'll help you set up your profile if this is turning into a weird fucking thing.
I used to do that to make sure that if I'm dating multiple people, they understand. I wasn't on any online thing because there wasn't an online thing, but I would mention here and again parts of, like, in a way, we're not exclusive. But see, one way or another.
But see so how that, this can be taken different, because you're doing it that way, and I'm thinking of one or two people where it's done to make me jealous, and I know
it. Yeah, it's another way to use sex and jealousy.
It's so that I go, I'll stop if you stop.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, these little fucking hints aren't very clear sometimes. You know, I'm 44. I was wrong sometimes on these very fucking obvious clues. So, sorry, you have to talk. You know, and when Andrea says about my papers and I'm ready to be right, or Bianca says Keith has to be right, it's not that I have to be right. It's that things need to make sense to me. Someone has to be right.
Well, I don't think someone has to be right, but someone has to admit when they're not being honest.
Right.
And that's what's your point of frustration. I think the missing link for them is that being honest would require the self-esteem and self-assuredness that they might not necessarily have.
Yeah, to me, I feel like I get tricked sometimes when I'm dating somebody and they say they're just asking a casual question and I believe them.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, you tricked me! And then they go into, Keith, do you think I'm trying to trick you? I'm like, this is semantics! This isn't real! This is not real!
Well, I was... A friend of mine was in a relationship with someone who had just gotten out of a marriage a while back. And it ended messily, and it was really tough for her. And the reason he gave for their breakup, she was like, I just don't believe it. Like, it just seems, you know, it seems fake or a lie. And I was just like, often what men are saying to you, although hurtful, is exactly what they mean. Like, and I'm not like a male apologist. It's just like, if there is no, because a lot of them are not emotionally intelligent on a level that maybe we are, when it seems dumb and simple, it's because it is dumb and simple, and they're telling the truth, and that's just it. And that's
the more elaborate stuff is the lies.
Yeah, and right. It sucks. Yeah. It sucks if that's the answer and that's not what you wanted.
And you got the answer once or twice and you keep going.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but the old Keith would have lied to end it, because you pushed it for the fifth time, and I'm like, honestly, right now, I don't feel guilty. I like you the most, and I'm real close to this settling down, but I'm just not ready yet. You've just made me lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't put the responsibility on them.
I get it.
But yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. You were looking for a lie, so you kept asking until I did.
Okay, here's one. I quit. See you tomorrow.
I do think that's the way we behave in relationships. Sure. It's something that I despise. And
I mean, don't ask the guy, who do you like better out of who you're dating, if you're not ready for an answer.
No one's ready for it. Doesn't matter. No one's ready. I'm not going to ask you who the best co-host is if you have another podcast. Right. I just won't. Because I know that in this show, we are the best co-hosts. In that show, you are the best co-hosts. And if I ever ask you, it's just because I'm feeling inadequate. Mm-hmm. And I need you to boost it. And instead, because I have to fucking talk for real, I have to be like, Keith, I need reassurance for a second. And unfortunately, we've put that kind of talk down. Kind of talk where it's like, Andrea, I feel inadequate. Will you tell me something nice?
Oh, you can't. You're called a poon to have feelings nowadays. Yeah. I noticed this. And I've noticed that multiple times where, and I'll get more specific, but there seems that you're dating, you're having sex. It's assumed your partner's probably doing it with multiple people. Then there's the talk. Then there's an in-between where you're not supposed to necessarily talk about, you just better be doing the right thing. And when I bring that up about feelings, it's like, okay, really, Keith? Really? And it's like, bullshit. You're thinking the exact same thing. You wish you knew exactly what was happening.
I need an example of this.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Because I need a timeline. Because you just said like three different times in a relationship, and I want more.
Okay, I'll tell you what. A cool woman who, in general, does express herself. I'm talking to her, and she happened.
Keith, this isn't about me.
She happened to be the. She doesn't listen to the show. She happened to hear the show. She was the other period having girl in my house. Well, I know. This blood is ruining everything.
Uh-huh. You're telling me.
Yeah. Right.
Once again, periods are the worst.
Oh, I'm sorry. It gives you headaches and cramps? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies. Okay. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You don't know where your feelings are? Okay. All right. So she hears this, and you know, she didn't even think that I'd be having sex with other people for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And she's upset, and you know, so I invite her over, and we're talking about it, and it is funny when you're like, I'm telling you guys, and I think I mean guys, be honest, it's so freeing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is nothing wrong here. Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over. If this means I'm going to lose you and I'm sad about it, I will tell you. And if it goes to somewhere so weird that we can't work it out, then okay.
Okay, so now I want you to remember, because I love this version of Keith. We've been actually talking on the phone, and I'm like, how we've been talking for an hour? And Keith's like, we should have recorded it. I'm like, okay, Keith, we could just be friends. But I like this new version, but let's think back about the old version of you. How do you cross over? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking
how
to guys right
honest?
Now, if, yeah, if you're talking to guys right now,
you know how to do it. It's easy to do it. You do it. Those are the first words that are going to come out. I didn't because
so
I thought it'd be easier to lie. Like, are you having sex with other people? No.
Well, I don't think men
and
like.
And then slowly figure out what you want to do behind the scenes.
I'm going to woman-splain this.
Okay.
I think men are very afraid to see women upset.
Yeah.
Specifically, the potential of seeing a woman cry is very upsetting because it's like we're their caretakers. We're supposed to protect them.
It's like seeing your mom cry.
Yeah. It's like I am directly responsible for what is happening right now. And they really don't. I mean, no one likes making somebody cry.
Sure. But men, now maybe you're of a certain age. 16, 18, you learn they're going to cry anyway.
Sure, we love it.
They love it. So deal with it now.
Yeah, and I also...
You have to be uncomfortable with somebody else's tears, and then as soon as you're uncomfortable once, twice, three times, you go, oh yeah, it's just like anything else.
Well, and I do think that women are being taught also to hide it because don't be too needy. Don't they don't always want to be your boyfriend, but if they do, you have to trick them. Like, that's something that is indoctrinated. And also,
yes, don't show them emotion unless it's absolutely necessary, which, I mean, my God.
Yeah. But
it's always necessary.
Of course. And it's also that eventually you guys will be together in the end is the garbage narrative that we're always fed. There's something, but really, we say it to each other. Like, when a guy is clearly not that into you, all your female friends, we have been taught to protect each other, say like, you're too good for him, or he's just afraid of how strong you are, or all these things. It's like, because it doesn't make you lesser if someone isn't into you. It's just, there's people that you're not into. That's how it works.
And you expect them not to take it personally.
Yeah, but we are so used to being validated by males because we live in a patriarchal society.
And we're also going down a list. Well, I did this. I shaved every time.
Yeah.
I was polite in this. And I met his mother. Like, we're taught that the list equals, like, why doesn't he want to marry me? And we need to stop with the list.
Yeah.
Or make a genuine list.
I know why that this woman is behaving that way, because it's the way that I used to behave, and it's very hard to break out of it. Even, like I said a few shows ago, when I didn't want to break up with someone, so I whispered it into their ear. Like, we're really, there's a lot of fear, and also, if you're not married by a certain age, you become less of a, like, you're a second class citizen in a way as a woman, you know? There's a lot of, like, threats to us and things that
instead of being proud of yourself and looking at the divorce rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I know, I have deep compassion for this woman. I know where she's coming from,
right.
But it still doesn't mean she's not being dishonest.
Right, right. I know I was dating somebody during this time, and she was the only one I was dating. And I told a female friend of mine, you know, I'm figuring it out, but we're monogamous. And then we're talking about it, blah, blah, blah. And then I said something like, so she's real cool. We'll see if she's the one. And the friend was like, wait, the one? Mm-hmm. This is the one? I'm like, then what's the other words we're talking about? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. What? Yes. I'm not seeing the family this weekend, but am I missing words?
Like you are looking to see if someone's the one.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it's in the ether.
Right. But
if they are so good.
Then why am I monogamous?
Were you monogamous on purpose?
There was a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
It worked out that way, but I was like, but I would deliberately not date. And it was a short amount, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I just, but my point is, I just used the word. I'm not heartbroken over it, is what I'm saying. But yeah, I used that word. Yeah, let's see if this is the one. Because it looked like potential. Mm. Okay. So anyway, this woman hears, okay, I didn't think about it, but you're having sex with other people. She comes over, and we're talking about it. And I said, why would you? And assume I'm saying all these things sweet, but I don't want to take all day. why
patted it for woman friendliness?
Right.
God.
Why would you assume that I'm not having sex with other people? Well, because we were. So I just, okay. So then what is the talk? And are you asking me to be exclusive right now? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're? Are you asking to be my girlfriend and I'm your boyfriend? Is that what you're asking? It's like,
okay.
Oh no, you bring it. Okay, then what? You know, then why would you assume that? And she's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's what it's funny. There is that in between, I guess, where this is how much people don't want to talk to each other. True. When you see these teachers get busted fucking their students, how did they get caught? Through texts. They're not even comfortable looking face to face and saying, can I fuck you again tomorrow? They'd rather just text. No one's talking to each other and just hoping you're not. Well, why would I have stopped?
Well, people are, it's very hard to be vulnerable. It feels incredibly exposed. And again, our culture has shoved down our throats that vulnerability is weak, that it's for like the lesser people, that you're out of control, you're emotional. Like there's been such horrible words associated with being vulnerable and expressing need. There's so much out there that says expressing need means that you're weak. So we do all these ego dances around to try to.
Yeah. I was talking to a female friend about, you know, and she about this, and she was like, well, if I was with you and we were having sex, I wouldn't want you having sex with other people. I'm like, so okay. Then would we be exclusive in this situation? And she's kind of saying, well, not necessarily, but you should know not to have sex with other people. And I'm honestly confused. And I'm saying, well, am I dating? Mm-hmm. And then what happens on a date? Do I stop right before the kiss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what's the difference at
right.
that point?
Then we are exclusive. That's the word.
Yeah.
Or I'm not.
Yeah.
Not I date, but I don't fuck. What, you're not making sense.
Exclusivity to me means I'm shutting off the possibility with other people. So mm-hmm. I'm navigating into friendships. Right. Even when, you know, if you're not with someone, the navigation is open. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I could be sleeping with you and everything turns into a date kind of. It has the potential. But if we're exclusive, I will not navigate mm-hmm. to that.
I won't even talk to certain people in a certain way because I know I'm leading into a rabbit hole. Like if I'm exclusive with someone and there's a person that I've had relations with in the past or someone who I know is interested and they message me, I won't message back in a certain way.
Are you clear? There have been people like, I remember going on tour and I was dating Keith at the time and this guy, like we actually really clicked. And, you know, if I look at it now or maybe if I was in denial before, I might've slept with him, but like I might've slept with a lot of people. Like it's just, it's there. And so, but when we came back, he's like, he mentioned something about it. And I was like, listen, if we need to have a talk about this, I will. But otherwise, you can't bring this up anymore because then that means we can't be friends. So we could either navigate into friendship, mm-hmm. which I think is possible because you're a smart
friend
person.
Friend-zoned, bro.
Right.
Bummer. Oh, you get to have a friend that's a woman and you can't fuck her? Yeah, you're so evolved, men.
Or I understand, and I get it. If we're sexually attracted to each other, we need to not. I could find other friends. Sure. Right. We're not even in the same city.
Like, ugh, but the zone. She put you in the zone, though, where you can't fuck her.
It's a shame God made the two of us so hot. But if we can't talk, then we can't talk. You know what happened, by the way? So I'm out with this person, with a person in public. And this girl I'm seeing. And, well, first of all, there's about a couple stories to this. First of all, I thought it was funny that a female friend of mine, I was talking to her about this outing. And she said, yeah, you guys seem really close. What do you mean you're still dating? Your body language says you really like her. And I don't understand that either. I'm like, yeah, because I'm with her. Body language? I was in her body. What it looked like now? I had my arm around her? Yeah. What? Yes, because I like her. What game are you playing? Do it or don't. See if you're with the other person or don't. If you're honest, what am I going to do? Not ask if you want a drink?
I remember seeing this like 20 years ago. I was seeing three guys just because that's what you do when you're dating. You know, I don't do this.
That's
what I do. I feel like if I meet you and we meet and, you know, we sleep with each other, I could still later that week meet someone else that I'm attracted to. And it's like friendships. I stagger those meetups too, you know, so we're not seeing each other.
I find it tiring.
Don't forget that there wasn't text messaging constantly. There was calling and making an appointment, and then I meet with you, and it wasn't like we're calling every day. It was like friendship.
Yeah. So, if it truly was that, I could probably do this. But now in our current environment with all the texting and stuff,
I'm not going to do that also. Yeah. I don't do that with my friends either. If you notice, like sometimes you'll text me. You won't hear back until the next day. Yeah. Just because you want to get in touch with me doesn't mean I'm talking to you.
Sure.
That's just not a thing. So, but eventually out of those three, I happened to get serious with one of them because I fell in love with him. And so we were talking about how when we were first seeing each other, I asked him like, you were seeing other people? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, so was I. And he was shocked. And I'm like, oh, you're shocked because when I was with you, I never made you feel like you're one of three. Because why would I do that? Right. I made you feel like I'm with you. It's like friendships. When I'm with a friend, I'm not like, I'm obviously with you because this other friend didn't write back. Mm-hmm. And like, I have a different relationship with you. I enjoy you in this way. I'll enjoy other people in the other way. And you'll always feel exclusive in that I'm not making you feel like one of. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It could be romantic also. And you can have, I believe, you can have romantic moments and feelings and situations with multiple people and not make anyone feel like shit.
Yeah, I think the way that we view dating now too is that we worry about sinking time into people. Like, especially if someone is concerned with getting married or wants a monogamous partner.
That's like, different, and you should set your track on that, and you should
agreed.
And that's you're a different story.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. But I think a lot of people do feel this way and they don't admit it. So it's like I'm spending all this time investing in our relationship with the hopes of a future, and you have the freedom to date around. You might find someone who you like better than me, and now I have quote unquote lost all this time.
Yeah, you need to not date me.
I'm telling you, this is like a, you know, this is a very common viewpoint.
Because you would think, like, from my point of view, the guys would be like, great, you know, less pressure, less whatever. But whenever that happens, most likely someone will start getting butt hurt. Well, what do you like with this other person? I'm like, mind your own fucking business. I don't ask you what you're like with your male friends, you know? And if I do, it's for a very specific reason. Stop bullshitting me.
Right. Yeah. Well.
Right. So I'm at this.
Right. Keith, you're actually dating. I'm just.
No, you're making. No, you dated. You make complete sense. You're absolutely right. I was out speaking about guys being creeps. I'm out with this person. It's like, okay, he knows he's a comic. You wouldn't even be able to guess who this comic is. He's been on a show. Very, very sweet, but very unassuming. So you wouldn't even be able to guess. But anyway, he asked this woman, hey, who are you seeing right now?
What?
Keith. I'm seeing Keith.
Weird.
Keith.
But he didn't know, so he's actually asking.
Right.
That's still weird. Okay, go ahead.
But why not go for it, right? If you're going for somebody. Are you dating? Maybe it's the way I said it. Maybe you said, are you dating?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You just hate comics right now. That's it.
I don't. It's just, okay. It's right out the gate, but okay, go ahead.
They were friends. They've been friends for a long time.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like you introduced him. Like you came into a bar with this woman. He was like, who are you seeing?
Oh, okay.
That would be weird.
Okay. No, it was part of a conversation.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I guess I'll assume that part's normal.
Yeah.
So are you dating somebody? Well, actually, yeah, I'm dating Keith. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute. You're coming into this area. I know where Keith lives. Mm-hmm. I live in about the same area. You're telling me you're fucking him and you're not fucking me?
Ew.
There's no history for him to be saying this to her, to be clear.
That's so gross.
And says, I can't believe.
I don't know what history would be okay.
Yeah.
There's no history where that would be okay.
And I get told this later. I don't know, guys, why you don't think people are telling your stories.
Oh, yeah. Lol.
Of course I'm getting told
There's
this.
Facebook groups. We talk about you. There's screenshots. Yeah, you're so smart, Shadow Matt. You're all very smart and not totally obvious.
So it goes, I mean, if you're going to be in that same area, just give me a call. Sit on my face.
So now I gotta what kind of fucking invite is that?
She's like, oh, okay, good to know.
Uh-huh. I have to look at you in the face now and act like right. You're not a fucking idiot.
And now, right. And then he leaves, like hurt. I have to see him now, too.
Yeah.
I won't see him on this show, but it's just funny, like, and it's so innocuous almost, but I'm just like, so you knew it was me and you still went for it anyway. You motherfucker. Fuck you. Like, I'm not really angry. I'm just like, but we can never be friends.
Yeah, that's because
you're stupid. You're stupid and you're gross. Like, it's not like, oh, you tried to fuck my woman. You didn't have a chance,
you
obviously.
You responded this way to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And then you responded about me, like, wait, I'm better than this schmuck.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you? And you're being, the most of this is happening to her. You're being so, she thought, because this has happened to me before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Tell me if I'm taking this wrong. Like, it's personal, but I thought you were my friend. Now you're just talking about how I'm seeing the wrong person and I should be sitting on your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. I don't think I hinted at this at all.
Uh-huh.
And you just asked me if I'm seeing someone, which means like you're acting like you're concerned about like just my life in general.
Right.
And then you stab me. Fuck you. Like, I'm not taking this too much.
No,
right? Like,
no, it's really gross.
It's so personal and mm-hmm. gross. And your fellow
me.
Comic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ew. Ew.
And, you know, and she's telling me the story and then tries to give it out because, you know, nobody wants confrontation.
Yeah.
Almost mm-hmm. the theme of this whole show today.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, but he was just joking. And I said, have you ever in your entire life made that joke to somebody mm-hmm. and not mean it? Because I know I haven't. And
yeah, what goes, a fun joke.
And she goes, no, I haven't. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And it comes to like, to me, it could be related to, oh, women don't want me to compliment on the street. Are you doing it to men?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, did you just tell me that you want me to sit on your face? Like, would you just...
That's so crazy. Yeah.
What? I have to look at you?
You don't say, Keith, who are you dating? Really? Because if it's the same, we're not gay. I'd have your dick in my mouth. I mean, what are we talking about?
Gross.
Yeah. I want to see this guy and go, hey, you ever make a move on this chick? And he's like, oh, aren't you seeing her? Right, I am.
Yeah.
So you knew that. Okay, bye.
I almost want to book him just to talk about it directly to him, but no.
Oh,
gross.
He's not doing any direct talk.
What the answer is going to be. I was just joking. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Fucking around. Okay, well, I'm learning. Okay, you just taught me something about the Me Too moment. Okay, I won't do that.
How many years are you in that's your joke? That's what you're fired from this show.
You're an open micer.
Yeah, you're right. Not
with all women.
But right,
go back to the drawing board
and know now that all the women are talking to each other and they think you're a fucking weirdo with that.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
And with that said, keep going about your life just fine.
Right. Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Come to ask the audience: have you dated more than one person at a time? 63% say no. 37% say yes. And then
you're lying. Have you? Because what's funny is these are the people who are cheating on people,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not seeing multiple people, but you are.
Right.
I mean, I'm projecting, but like, most
37%, it was all cut and dry, one person then the next. How is that possible?
But yeah, also, like, most marriages.
So that means you found the one 25 times.
But you never fucked up and saw, you know, more, right. But you never like, you know, cheated on the way out. Like, you know, your relationship is over and it's like,
I'm guilty of that.
The crossover, crossover is too easy. Mm-hmm.
It's like, why not? I already know the end.
Yeah. It was never a surprise for your partner, the next person you slept with.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No crossover there. Cause you waited exactly.
You slide like, into any DMs. Yeah.
It's like you're waiting for someone to turn 18. Shut the fuck up.
Sure. I'll start liking potential dudes' shit on my way out of something where it's like, I'm not doing anything, but you're doing something.
Sure.
Yeah, and granted, there's, you know, where do we cross
I'm
the line?
I'm signaling.
So this person, Dennis Gruder, he writes to that, to this poll, define date. And I wrote, no, you define it. How is that a question? Sent with peace and love, peace and love. Mm-hmm. Define date. This is why you're define date.
That's the thing. No, I didn't cheat. You know when you cheated.
Yeah.
You didn't have to cheat with your parts. You cheated on the relationship. You cheated your partner out of something.
Sure.
You're behaving in a way where like you don't want this other person to know. I'm not saying you have a thought about someone or you fantasize for a minute, but if you live in that fantasy and if you start like, you know, doing a couple
finding
things,
ways to be in the same. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go to this thing and she might be or he might
you're
be there.
You're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't do anything. Congrats. Sounds like your relationship's going well.
Yeah.
It's all honesty. It's honesty for yourself. Again, the theme of the show, take a second, just take a minute and think that if Keith says, are you catching too many feelings? You might be.
Sure. I think.
And take a second and don't act like I'm fucking insane. And then 3 days later, okay, I do have feelings, but I didn't then. I'm like, well, okay.
Because no one wants to feel stupid. I think that's at the core of it. Like the way that.
No one wants to like anyone that doesn't like them back.
Yeah, it feels like shit. Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh, I'm just. And it validates how you feel about yourself deep down. So it's this awful cycle of like, oh, I'm not good enough. And then this person doesn't like me as much as I don't like them. Oh, again, I'm not good enough. Of course, this is going
to
happen.
But you don't have to double down that I'm the insane person.
Well, it's a defense. She's defending herself, you know.
But to not hurt your feelings, you have to hurt mine. Instead of just going, no, I'm dealing with it. You go, no, maybe you like me too much.
Sure. Those are the defense mechanisms that we're taught. You're too fabulous. He can't blah, blah, blah. It's a way to.
Oh, yeah. Friends need to stop saying that to friends, right?
Yeah, because it's a way to elevate. It's a way to take yourself out of the hurt of being rejected. But if we just were opened ourselves up to rejection more and felt it and just understood it's not the biggest deal, but. I mean, I'm learning this stuff and trying to actually act in this manner, and I'm turning 30 this year. You know, it's not so simple. Everything is setting us up to not act this way. So is she a liar? Yes. Is it sad that she's been taught to act that way and really it's rooted in a lot of like sad feelings?
But here's what I'm saying.
I don't know that she's a liar, but she's lying.
She's dishonest.
She's
with herself.
Yeah, but
she's tricking herself.
Yeah, to me, it's like it doesn't say
like I'm not mad at you because I don't think you're lying to me. I don't think she's lying to me. This person, and by the way, more than one person. I don't think they're lying to me. But
they're denying themselves what are they how doing? They really
right. So
feel.
I'm not angry.
Yeah,
but, take a fucking second. But what I was gonna say is stop this with friends. Where let's say. Andrea and I are dating but it's, you know, she seems to have more feelings. And then Hemda goes, you know what? He doesn't know how to deal with you being too good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them live their fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because your friend already knows the answer. So as a friend, you want to comfort them. And I understand it's a hard line to ride with friends and their significant others because I mean, I had a friend who had a significant other that we all hated and it was a bad relationship. And I would talk to my mom about it. Like, should I say, like, I hate this fucking guy? And she's like, no, because she's going to be with him. And maybe you saying you hate him might cut you off. And then she just doesn't have that friend anymore. So what do you say?
I think you let them talk. First of all, to comfort someone doesn't mean to make it good.
Yeah,
to
I think
comfort
that's the
someone
problem, yeah.
means to like sit with them in that feeling.
Yeah.
And so if somebody says, I like him more than he likes me, then you don't go, no. Never start with no.
Yeah.
There's a reason why someone's telling you that. You go, all right, and what does that make you feel like? Mm-hmm. And what do you actually want from him? Mm-hmm. Do you want to pursue this knowing that this is what you want? Is there potential? And when you bring this up to him, does he have a good response? And then if it's not, I mean, yeah, sure, let's get some ice cream, but stop putting it on him. Stop having that discussion with him.
Stop pretending it's deeper than it actually is, because yeah, often with men, it is not.
And see, it's not with anybody. It's true that people usually tell you the truth in one way or another.
But their actions usually more than their words, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I think often if you are looking at a situation and you're unsure, the best way is to be like, what if my friend was in this situation and I was watching it from an outsider's perspective? What would I think is going
on? That's so hard to do, which is why I think you should tell on yourself to your friends. All the things that you don't want to tell, and especially in the beginning of the relationship where it's so good, maybe the sex is super good, sure, or like the conversation is super good, but one thing happened that you know if you tell your friends, it'll like muddy the water of that person.
It'll make that person look bad, meaning?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing you should be telling your friends. Just like, don't worry about people hating your partner. I'm speaking from like my point of view. Like, I have told Andrea, I'm like, I'm going to tell you weird shit from now on. Mm-hmm. Like, you are going to get the weird shit. If I don't want to tell you something, I will extra tell you. Mm-hmm. And then you can tase me. Because the things that I don't want to tell people, it's because they're going to be like, Khemda. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, everything's fine. Nope.
Right.
Tell me when it's wrong.
So I like to think now I'm a person that is 100% honest, but I do realize that when a woman asks me about why I'm opposed to being monogamous, I don't say that I know it's because it's gonna fuck with my extreme casual movie watching. I can leave my house and be in the theater 3 blocks away exactly when the movie starts. We don't have to make plans. I can watch bullshit. I don't have to take you out somewhere where you kind of didn't want to go in the first place. Tag is a dumb movie, but I'm willing to see it because movies are free to me.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yep. You need a partner that is also an extreme casual movie goer.
Yeah.
Or keep fucking seeing movies the way you are. Mm-hmm. Don't come to the movies if that's not what. I dated someone. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to this concert because me and my brother were into it. He's going. He's bringing a date. Hey, you're here. You're welcome to come to it. He came and he's like, I hate this music. It's too loud. It's blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, why did you come? Well, I didn't want to say no to you. I thought that would be rude. This is rude. Mm-hmm. This is rude. I don't need you at this concert. I don't need you doing this. Stop pretending anything. I asked you because I genuinely wanted to know if you would like to go to this concert. If you genuinely don't. And again, I've done it. You know, how many movies did I see? Because I was dating this one. You know, but it was fun. Like, to me, I'll go to your thing because it really is fun. Mm-hmm. He's not torturing me with movies, but you know, if you really
torturing
don't want to go.
That's true.
Tag. I'm like, oh, look, I like a lot of movies. And he's like, what the fuck? But yeah, if you don't want to go to that, stop.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going, it's too loud. Oh, I want to kill you right now.
Well, again, it's always.
System of a Down is too loud. You knew that.
Oh, yeah.
You knew ahead of time. You knew it. And I'm going like crowd surfing.
Sure.
I'm, like, getting squished in the front. I almost lost
my
air.
Like a lightning bolt font or any sort of
right
anarchy reference. It's going to be John Mayer.
If they're wearing all black, it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
If the video's too dark, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Number one movie, by the way, in theaters.
Also, if it's a concert, it's going to be too loud. Right. And continue.
Number one movie is Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And I mentioned how I saw this movie, and it's very, very stupid. And the world agreed, but I don't get how, because they like such other stupid shit. I'm like, why isn't this the same stupidity that you like? So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Incredibles 2 is a great movie. That's a number two. And the number three movie of the weekend, Sicario, Day of the Soldado. So luckily, I've been taking Spanish. Sicario is hitman and Soldado is soldier. More violent than the first one. The first one I found kind of boring.
Is it subtitled or something?
No. It's about the war between America and Mexico cartels, and yeah, they just threw in some Spanish words. And sometimes
they did them a favor.
Sometimes when Mexicans are talking, it is subtitled,
but
it's an American movie for sure. No worries. No, I'd shoot myself in the face. So. But
if he had to read
during
a movie.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
I saw you looking.
I was just like,
Keith doesn't go to the movies to read.
It's the movie segment I usually plays over. I don't know these things. You know what I mean?
So
you have things you like and I have things I like.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? Oh, it's the movie segment on Keith and the Girl. Keith, do you hate movies still? Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Speaking of shooting yourself in the face, spoiler alert. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. In Sicario, Day of the Soldado, somebody gets shot right in the fucking face. Time goes by. They go back to this guy who got shot in the face. He's wiggling alive. Comes to. Gets in a car, starts driving away. More bad guys come up to him. He's able to fight them off. Mm-hmm. Then his car starts drifting into a fence. You're like, okay, now he's finally dead. Nah, he just needed to take a breather and starts driving away again.
No, come on.
How this is not, I'm not exaggerating, how this isn't trending over the weekend that a major star got shot in the face and then just walked around fine.
Is it a true story?
It is not a true story. Okay. It is not a true story. Somebody tweeted at me and said, does seeing the first Sicario help? And I tweeted back, no, it hurts. But what? These are people I don't need on my planet. Does it help to see the first in a... No.
Keith's planet is his apartment. Mm-hmm. And the jizz you are like, no!
No! I got no! Somebody wrote, Keith, no! You saw the new Spider-Man. Is it worth it in 3D? No! Spider-Man this time isn't worth it in 3D. You're already paying $20. Why pay $23? Not worth it to have Spider-Man.
What could I mean?
Thank you.
None of this is real. Give me my games.
Oh my God. Do me.
Well, I mean, maybe they could, from this perspective, right. This person might...
Maybe he had teeth that blocks bullets.
I know that they robbed me at gunpoint, but what was their childhood like that I could maybe... I'm going to have them over.
Okay.
What? But now!
But Michael Jackson had a bad dad. What's the big deal? Well, was the bad dad the asshole? Ooh. Did he have a dad?
Together, you actually make one complete
person.
Person.
Don't even.
So don't say we're not well-rounded. Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, you have broken speakers and I come out of the left, she comes out of the right. And sometimes it just doesn't connect. I don't know what to tell you. All right, so here's the thing. If you're dating, start a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Work your shit out.
Talk about the different chicks so the chicks have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get somewhere. Andrea Allen, you want to follow her? You want to listen to the Hot Mess Comedy Hour? Please you, of do. Course, want to be subscribed to our VIP program. You want to hear Two Drunk Minimum. It's outstanding. She does outstanding work. And if you have a chance to see her live, and she's a hustler here in New York City, I'll tell you that, do it. Follow at Andrea Comedy and see what's happening, right?
Thank you very much. Please do all of those things. I just interviewed Hannah Boone for the Two Drunk Minimum. Very interesting interview. We talked about her.
She's got several diseases to work out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's the only other person that's got as many problems as I do, and I love it. And
you guys make a good team.
We do. Mm-hmm. I like myself emotionally complex woman.
And also, when Bianca's not here to do last week on Keith and the Girl, Andrea's here. Always nerve-wracking because mm-hmm. right before the show, she goes, okay, try not to shit on this. And the first thing, we turn on the cam, and today Andrea's here with us. Bah! Right. Mm-hmm. She says exactly the thing she's been trying to avoid.
Yeah. I was like, she's not going to say who that comic is I'm talking about.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell me, but please tell me. Oh my God, a man being stupid. I love it. Okay,
can I tell you, he... told me.
Were you floored?
I'm still on the floor.
No.
I am still on the floor. I don't eat, like, even now I'm like, are you sure? Does anyone have a close enough name to him? No. I can't. Oh. Wait, really? No. Gross. Yeah, I don't even know how to look at him anymore.
Is it Shadow Matt? He's so smart. He's so smart and evolved.
It was Matt's shadow.
No.
You know what? I would have told you what bothered me in that show, but it's so not even worth it that I'm going to write 10 more times about not it.
Shadow Matt, I read everything that you wrote and didn't respond at all and just laughed and laughed and laughed because you're a fucking idiot.
I did not read anything because what happens is I see that Keith and him start calling each other stupid and I'm out. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So keep it up and goodbye, everybody.
Wow, I live for it. Mm-hmm. I live it. There was a time.
We couldn't be more opposite, Keith. Mm-hmm. How do we even get along? Mm-hmm. Why are we even talking?
Can you imagine? There was a time when I said, I don't want to have a forums because always devolve into anger and pettiness. A, I was absolutely right. And thank God I have one. All right. We'll see you there. KeithandTheGirl.com/forums.